they who in Chicago and elsewhere sneer at the polygamist have their streets filled with armor and the jails filled with the criminal offspring. May God help me to smite this thing. Help me, O God, tear from the faces of these hypocritical wretches who want to destroy Zion, the mask which hides them, and show them in their true nakedness to this community. The adulterers, the wretches, many of Zion's persecutors are steeped in vice, wallow like wine in the very depths of immorality. To the shame of men, there are thousands upon thousands of immoral women in this city. If we are to have the restoration of all things, we must go back to monogamic marriage. We must punish polygamy. We must punish tenfold more the man or woman who lives in harlotry and fornication. Let the people say, Amen. Audience, Amen. The iron hand of law, God's scepter, will smash this accursed social system that pretends to be monogamistic when it is simply promiscuous. Animals will take care of their offspring, but those who hunt for flesh, destroying and deceiving women, care nothing for their bastard offspring, who become a curse and a menace to society, to the church, and to the kingdom of God. I go to the foundation, and I want to turn the heart of the children to their fathers. If I should find the fathers of many of the poor waifs of our city, I doubtless would find them in high social and even in ecclesiastical positions. Oh, that you might feel, my brother, what a crime it has been for you to bring into the world a being who is left to chance, to charity, and to Christ. No father, perhaps, no mother owning him. In the moment of your base passion, you forgot your God and the fundamental law of human existence and human society. Oh, that God would turn your heart to these poor wandering children, and that you would sin no more. I stand here, and here I will stand for monogamic marriage, as God originally ordained it. I shall pour the fire of the thunderbolts of God into this rotten system of society, until the law is enforced, until the poor harlot is taken from the street, and the harlot seducer finds his place in a prison.